I don't think of having 900,000 followers as a big deal. And I say that very humbly. My goal is to transform everyone into a lead where I've actually captured them, where we...
Welcome back to Business Talk, the TikTok marketing podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want real strategies to generate leads and sales directly from TikTok. I'm your host, Austin Armstrong, and I'll be interviewing real business owners from every industry that are leveraging TikTok to grow their business. You can connect with me on TikTok at SocialtyPro. Let's jump into it. Today's guest is Matt Pfeiffer with Matt Pfeiffer Coaching. Matt Pfeiffer is a therapist, speaker, trainer, and toxic relationship expert. He is the founder and owner of Matt Pfeiffer Coaching. His trainings, which feature original work, have been presented in multiple states and countries, and he is regularly featured on radio publications online. Matthew's videos attract millions of viewers, and his podcast, Toxic to Triumph, is downloaded by tens of thousands every month. Matthew's mission is to help others find their voice after a toxic relationship so they can live their most authentic life possible, no matter what challenges they may be facing in their lives at the time. Matt, thank you so much for joining me today, brother.
Thank you for having me. It's an honor. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah. I've watched you grow over the last couple of years, and your message is so important. You've really leaned into the toxic relationship side, as your bio said, and narcissism-oriented content. You've been on TikTok about 2 years now, is that correct?
Yeah, it's about 2 years now. Yeah, I think we're coming up on the two-year mark.
And just about 900,000 followers on TikTok.
Yep.
You ever believe that was possible?
You know, to be perfectly honest with you, yes, I did. You know, not in an arrogant type of way or anything like that, but I think that especially on this podcast, I think you have to be honest when you're saying that you're shooting for the stars, and you know that you have a message or a talent that you want to get out to the world, and that you are looking for exceptional growth. And you know, I was shocked at how quickly it started to happen, because one of the things that you learn when you're an entrepreneur is that things take time and to be patient. And even this, you know, there's elements of it that, you know, there was a lot of growth, and there was a lot of times where things may have slowed down, and I had to be very patient. But I knew that and especially when TikTok first started coming around, I knew what the possibilities were. And so there was a lot of elements of, and I say this humbly, right? But you have to know what your outcome is, what's out there, what you start to look at other, in my situation, I looked at other therapists who were on TikTok before me. I saw that there were already people that were there that were, you know, in the millions, and I saw what was possible. So I went for it, and it's been an amazing journey.
That research is so important, to not just jump into it and think you know everything, but to look at previous successes in your industry that have already proven the model, more or less, so that you can model their strategies and model their perspectives on things and content creation, but with your own unique voice and perspective.
Right.
Now, had you done social media or video marketing before this, or was TikTok your first venture into video?
I was doing videos on Instagram before I got onto TikTok. TikTok, I was slow to get on. I wish I would have gotten on when I actually initially started kind of researching, but I really didn't get it. I didn't understand the trends. And then also because of my type of content, I was really worried about putting my style to the trends, because I thought that people would find it offensive. I thought that people would think that I was making fun of abuse victims and things like that. So it was really because, going back to what we just mentioned, there was other therapists, but they were talking about other things. They were talking about anxiety and depression and things of that nature. And what I'm talking about was very different from a lot of other people. So yes, I've been on other platforms before. And what a lot of people don't know about me is that, even though I do have a background in therapy, I sold digital marketing. So I'm very familiar with social media and social media marketing and things of that nature as well.
Oh, I see. I had no idea, but you've mastered it for sure. Now, when you first had gotten started on TikTok, was it immediate success or did it take you a little bit of time to really find your voice and get the ball rolling, if you will?
It was a little bit of both. So I started TikTok. I started posting regularly around the, when the lockdowns started. Mm-hmm. And, but I was actually just posting just to kill time. So I was posting some comedy stuff and every once in a while I might post, you know, just kind of my thoughts, but I wasn't doing any trends and I was just really just kind of posting just to kind of kill time. And then, but I am a very aggressive poster, and that's something that I always encourage for people to do is to post aggressively, posting a lot, not to, you know, to fail as often, as much as often, as quickly as possible. And I posted a video with, it was a trend, and I didn't really know what trends were at the time. I just saw a video. I saw something that I could put my own spin to it, and it was a Rick Ross sound and a voiceover. And I did that. And now looking back, you know, I thought it went viral because, you know, I hit like, I want to say 20,000 views over the course of like just a handful of days, not to realize that now if I were to get a 20,000 view, now, like I would say, yeah, I'm still thankful for 20,000 views, but it's very small compared to some of the other videos I've had that have gone viral with, you know, 1 million, 8 million, things like that. And so I saw the potential. I saw even with that video where I can improve on. And so I just steadily started, slowly but surely, started making improvements on each and every video that I started to put out and started to learn and just kept growing from there.
It's fascinating, that perspective shift on TikTok, isn't it? That, yeah. Oh, I've only reached 20,000 people. This
time. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's the viral nature of TikTok in general. It's such a blue ocean right now in every industry, really. I mean, it's becoming more adopted, but it's nowhere near as saturated as YouTube or Instagram or Facebook for, you know, every industry. Never mind Google, like with websites and SEO and whatnot.
And to be perfectly honest with you, that's actually what kept me on TikTok. It wasn't just, you know, because I think that if I'm being now looking back, and one of the things that I tell people when people ask me about TikTok, I think that people get too caught up in the views. That's not even really, I mean, I look at it, but I don't think it's as important as some of the other things I look at. You know, for example, you mentioned Instagram and YouTube and some of the other platforms. One of the things I look at is, are people converting to other platforms? That's when I know that people really, really are enjoying it, right? That they're not only following me on TikTok, but they're also converting over to my podcast. And I think that for people who are trying to get onto TikTok, it's important that you diversify your platform and that you're in other places as well.
So true. I want to get into that diversification and how you're cross-pollinating all of your platforms as well. I want to just backtrack a little bit. You said that you're a very aggressive poster. I want to talk about, I'd love to hear your insights on how frequently you're posting and what your content creation process looks like from the moment you get an idea to how you're executing it to editing it, if you will. Take a deep dive here if you can.
I post between 6 and 10 times a day. I think everyone is very, very different. I've seen some, and I've studied this and researched this over a couple of years, and I tried some things out myself. And I know that there's some people that have the ability to post 1 to 2 times a day, and they get the metrics and everything that they're looking for with those 1 or 2 videos. For me, I just can't do it because number one, my niche is so defined, and typically with the type of content that I put out, most people, the first video, they're like, that sounds like that could be me, but and then they have to listen to a couple more, and then they start to gravitate. So I think that it's important for you to really know your audience. And so one of the things that I do to kind of simplify, I do a lot of trends, but I don't do a lot of skits where there's a lot of changing of clothes, where, you know, because we're trying to cut down on time, I answer a lot of questions. And so now, compared to, so going back to what I was talking about with the views, some of my videos don't have a lot of views, but you'll see that there's a lot of engagement and a lot of people. And with the type of content I put out, they might not engage, but they will definitely come and purchase because they're trying to keep trying to conceal their identity and things like that. And so they'll follow. And so for me, I found that keeping the videos simple and posting more often, I look at videos and posting like real estate, right? You want to be out there as much as you possibly can. And guess what? Especially on TikTok right now, it's organic, it's free. There's no reason why we shouldn't, as entrepreneurs and as business owners, if we have the time, right? Why would we not post as much as we possibly can?
Yeah, you hit on something really great there too, that I think a lot of people overlook, that there's different types of videos that you should be putting out. There's broad oriented content to reach sort of that upper level of the funnel, if you will, in marketing to attract more people in. There's content to nurture and engage the existing content that you, or the existing followers and viewers that you have, to build that know, like, and trust. And then there's conversion oriented content as well to cross pollinate and to drive leads and sales into your business. And those targeted videos are likely never going to go viral, those direct sales oriented videos, but they don't need to go viral in order to convert really highly. These videos that are a really direct call to action will oftentimes convert a lot better than a broad appeal video at that top of the funnel. Are you actively creating content for each one of those funnels? And if so, do you have like a percentage of like 80% broad, 20% targeted, or is it just comes naturally?
I do about 70-30. So I post every week. Every month I decide what the focus is going to be during that week. And I typically focus whatever my content is going to be based on what my live is going to be about that week. And so then, so I do have a bit of a strategy, and it's usually about a 70-30 mix.
It's fantastic. And I know you're doing a lot of live streaming as well. What is your goal from the live stream? Is that your actual podcast, or is that community building just within TikTok? Are you?
It's a little bit of everything, right? So I don't care if I have 3 million followers. I think that I kind of view the people who are in my lives and the people who are there, especially the ones who are consistent, I think that those are my actual true customers. Because right there, I'm actually teaching, and those are the ones that are converting at the highest rates and very, very quickly. Yeah. And if they're willing to sit through an hour presentation, you know, they're ready to buy, right? They're ready to purchase. Those are my customers. They're ready to move forward. So there's a lot more sales pitchy type of things that are happening there. And there's a lot of engagement. People can ask questions, and everything is real time. And so it's multiple things. It's community. I also take that content that I do in my lives, and I duplicate it to other sources and other places. And so I think that lives are a great place to provide value. And then the other thing that a lot of people don't talk about enough is that doing lives, when you have an active, engaged audience in your lives, TikTok puts you makes you a priority to put you on the For You page.
Yeah. I was going to ask you your opinions on that, because I've noticed this from my own anecdotal evidence and being logged into like the maximum 8 accounts at any given time, that the more you're scrolling through the For You page, the more you'll recognize patterns. And one pattern that I've seen is a video will pop up of a creator, and then the next video sometimes, or maybe two down, will be a live stream from that person if they're live streaming next to a recent video. It seems to be a connection there for some creators, at least ones that I'm regularly engaged with. But I know it does put out the live stream to new audiences as well, so that live streams can actually bring in new followers. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on that. If you've noticed the same thing, both from other
people. I have noticed. And it's not just something that I've noticed. It's also something that TikTok told me directly. So I did some work with TikTok. I was a part of a program with them. So I worked with them whenever. Have you ever noticed that people who have the business, so on the business side of things, if you have the business programming, you have the ability to show, to pull up your link and not have people leave your lives. So I was a part of the beta program that rolled that out. And what happens and what they told me is that the reason why they're putting precedence on the lives is because it keeps people on the app. Right. And so if you have the ability to keep people engaged on the app, then obviously they're going to reward you with followers, put you on the For You page and things of that nature. So I have noticed, and quite often when I get off the live, I have sometimes I think the most I've seen after one live is I had, 2,000 new followers after a live. Wow. But definitely on a regular basis, it's not always that high. Usually that is if I'm live and I have a viral video going viral at the same time. But on a regular basis, I usually hop off and I usually have between 200 and 500 new followers after a 1 hour live. So the return on investment is great.
That's incredible. Now that time on app, I think, is so important for them, obviously, so that more advertisements can be shown. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on the announcement of 10-minute videos on the app. What's your play here? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Are you going to create some?
I'm going to test it out. I never tell people, I posted the first 3-minute video in a long time today, and it's actually going really well. I think that took me a while to figure out the 3-minute videos and what is what's working. The only thing I can really say is we'll see. I'm wondering if I'm going to try to convert some of my YouTube videos over and see how it works out. But I think that it's probably going to be more towards ad revenue, because I know that's the direction that TikTok wants to go into. And so it remains to be seen. I'm going to try it. I'm a big believer in testing things out. I'm a big believer in being open-minded. At one point in time, I didn't think that I would ever be on TikTok, and then here we are. So we'll see.
Thank you for that. I've been asking everybody that question. It's fascinating. I'm really curious to see how it goes, if it becomes mass adopted, or if it's just another thing like TikTok stories that quietly just disappear.
I don't think that they really have a choice, because they want to compete with YouTube.
Yeah.
And not only that, but I think there's so many, I don't think they really have a choice. There's so many larger creators now that with the creator fund and people being so dissatisfied with the payment amount.
So true.
And there's so many people, there's a mass exodus of creators that are leaving towards YouTube and other platforms that are paying a lot more. And I think that there's a lot of pressure for them to start taking better care of their larger creators monetarily. So because of that, I think that it's more than just I don't know if it's going to be on the 10-minute videos are going to be on the For You page. But I think that they have to find some way to drive ads and to drive revenue, to keep people satisfied, because it gets to a point that you're like, what's the point of why will we continue to grow on TikTok? Right. And if your large creators or if there's a mass exodus of them going to YouTube and other platforms, then you have a problem.
Yeah, that's a great point that you brought up. It's actually a great segue into getting into the business revenue side of things now, that the TikTok Creator Fund really doesn't pay that much. No. I'm not even in it. I've jumped in and out like 4 times over the last, year and a half or however, 2 years, however long I've been in it. It really doesn't, like, I don't know if they want us to talk about specific money, but it doesn't, like, I guess not on the app, right? I've made like $600 from the TikTok Creator Fund, and that's from like 20 million views.
Yeah.
Which, if that was the case on YouTube, it would be thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars.
Right.
And I know there's a different ad revenue model there, but really there's not much money being made. And I even saw a video about Zach King, one of the top creators. He doesn't even get much money. Like, he's getting hundreds to low thousands of dollars, and guys in the billions, hundreds of millions to billions of views. So I'm curious on your thoughts of other monetization avenues. I know that the creator marketplace is there. I've done a couple deals through it. I think it's kind of clunky, but those are really the only two in-app ways that they're rewarding creators from a monetization avenue. And obviously gifting, people can gift during live streams. And now they've included the tipping feature for some people as well. What are your thoughts?
And that's not working.
No, it's not. I've made one person left me $50 though, which was very nice, but nobody really, people don't really tip. And that's, I'm a business owner. I don't really care about those in-app purchases anyway, but I'm curious to hear your thoughts on, before we get into how you're monetizing through all your different revenue streams, what are your thoughts on the current state of monetization within TikTok for creators, and where do you think that they should take it?
I think it's absolutely terrible. And I think that if I'm being 100% honest, when we compare it to other platforms, and I get that they're kind of still the new kid on the block, but they're old enough that there should be, that it should be a lot better, right? Even with the current model, even with what they currently have going on, you don't even get the cut that you really deserve. And so, and if you look at that and you compare it to other platforms when they were the new kid on the block, I mean, you look at most places start out by giving you a lot in the beginning, and then they start cutting back. It's almost like they're trying to keep their cut and they keep their portion first, right? And then slowly ramp that up. But I think that if things don't quickly change, I think they're going to have a major, major problem and a major, major exodus, because now you have creators who have a large platform who can quickly export their people over to other platforms and be able and make more money in other ways on Instagram, on YouTube, and other platforms.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on how you're personally cross-pollinating your other platforms. I know you can, everyone knows, or you should know, that you can connect your Instagram and YouTube directly to your profile link on that little social media icon there. Are you directly telling people? How are you driving people over to your other platforms?
I make sure that I offer something different on all the other platforms, right? So the secret to, one of the secrets to that I'm doing with my platform is that you get a sample of, TikTok is kind of a sample of what you get on all of my other platforms. So on YouTube, I answer a lot of people's questions. People will have the opportunity to email me, and I answer them a lot more in depth on YouTube. Well, that's what I do on TikTok as well. I answer questions. I make sure that people kind of get an image of what to expect on other platforms. I also do a lot of comedy and other things on TikTok. And the goal is for people to know, I'm kind of moving away a little bit from Instagram, but initially I wanted people to see that's what they can kind of expect on Instagram. And so going back to what I was talking about with my lives, I'm very direct with people. You know, follow me here. Here's what you can expect. TikTok's making it difficult because you can't really send people to your links, which I actually think is a big mistake on their end, because now, you know, a lot of people, that what's keeping them there is the fact that we can drive business. And so it doesn't make sense that we can have links in our bio, but we can't send people to the link in our bio. And, I get that they could potentially leave the app, but the whole reason why they're on the app is to connect and to make things more difficult. I think that it becomes even more problematic.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's like TikTok gets so many things right, but there's just a couple things that they get so wrong.
We have an inside joke with in my lives that TikTok is insecure. Right, that they're too insecure about other platforms, because we notice that even when my moderators mention to go to other platforms or to follow us here or to subscribe there, right, that things get suppressed and things like that. And I think that it gets to a point where when you start to get that in details of, you know, that insecure about not allowing for other people to share and to go to other programs or to or to go to the other platforms and go to links in bio and things like that. I think that you're going to, it's actually going to go into the opposite direction. Here's what I mean by that. If you think about the reason why TikTok exploded, it was actually the opposite. Everyone was sharing. You had the ability to share your TikToks on all platforms. Everyone saw the watermark. Everyone knew where it came from. And so it made people consider going to TikTok to follow you more because you saw something on Facebook or Instagram or another, and you're kind of, it drew interest. Like, what's going on? What's going on with this TikTok and this watermark? And these videos are funny, you know? And so to go into the complete opposite direction, when that in the beginning was kind of one of your strengths, I think is a big mistake.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with you. And it's almost frustrating sometimes, right? It's just like, I want you to get this. There's so much potential there because neither here nor there. Now, as on a broad level, we'll get into the specifics from a business perspective and even a revenue perspective and even a life-changing perspective based on the population of people that you help. How has TikTok changed your life? How has it changed your business?
Immensely. Significantly. Not only am I getting far more speaking engagements, which is my biggest source of revenue, but it's really, so people in the marketing industry say that, you know, the best source of advertising is word of mouth. And to me, TikTok is word of mouth on steroids. And so you have people who are sharing, who are stitching, who are sending things and DMing each other, and all of it organically. So the monetary gain in terms of my one-on-one appointments and even the community, it's actually expanded the way that I've grown the business. Some things that I didn't even consider. I didn't think that I would have a community based around my podcast, where I actually now have an audience that listens to my podcast, you know. And so it's not even just the one business that people kind of see and know me about. You know, I now have multiple thriving streams of income and probably more to come here in the near future. And TikTok is kind of that wheel that's kind of, even though the monetization may be coming outside of the app at this point, TikTok is kind of that funnel that leads everyone to all of those other situations.
That's so fantastic to hear. I want to drill a little deeper here. Yeah. If you could share all of the, or as many as you'd like, streams of income that you have in place that you're leveraging TikTok to funnel into.
So one is my one-on-one coaching. The other is I have a coaching community where people can re-listen to a lot of different trainings. I now have courses. YouTube, my podcast is monetized, guest speaking, brand deals, and affiliate marketing. So that's eight off the top of my head. I don't count like TikTok's creative fund, like kind of like what we talked about, because it's just too small. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I now have a book and people are now purchasing my book. And so there's multiple avenues. And some of these things I've had in the works and I plan on doing, but TikTok definitely put it on the map. And like I said, was like word of mouth on steroids. And one of the things I want to mention that I think it's important for people to know, because I know a lot of people are probably like, okay, well, he has close to 900,000 people. I can make an argument that I might have been making more when I was at 100,000 and even at 20,000 than when I was now that I'm where I'm at now. So it has nothing to do with the size of your audience, right? It's about you know, curating and taking care of them and making sure that you have the systems in place. So one of the things I would always encourage people is to make sure that you have the systems in place necessary, because when you kind of open up that funnel and you kind of put that system in place, you start to notice that people start coming in like a flood.
That's so incredible. So many, a minimum of eight different revenue streams. You are so ahead of the curve with so many other businesses and entrepreneurs that are leveraging TikTok. It's absolutely incredible. And you're 100% right. For me, you know, I've grown my business from TikTok since the beginning. I think we got our first client for SEO when I had like 4,000 followers on there. So you don't need that many followers on there to really start generating income. You need a really good message. You need to know exactly who you're trying to reach. You need to provide them with value so that they know, like, and trust you. And you need to make it easy for them to contact you and get a hold of you as well. So I'd love to hear how you're actually driving. You know, if you could talk about your funnel, are you just using that link in your bio? Do you have like a link tree or beacons or something in there? Or are you, how are you actually driving traffic to each one of these revenue streams?
I always have free offers, right? So I have, a free training that's there. I also have free PDFs that people can kind of learn and grow from. I do a lot of free trainings, even outside of the app. I'll offer free like webinars based on different pain points. I grasp a lot of people's email addresses. I got away from Linktree and I got away from beacons. I don't have a problem with either one of them. I've done both. The reason why I moved away from them was there was a point in time, I don't think that's true anymore, but I don't know if you remember that when you would go to beacons or whatever, you click on someone's link and it gave that error message. So yes. I moved away from it just because I knew that that was kind of an eyesore and people, it might throw people off. So I started my own thing through Kajabi. Kajabi is where I host all of my courses. So I started my own link to prevent that. One of the things that I've kind of established in terms of my system and things like that is that I really, when I say I don't care about my followers, I don't mean I don't care about how they're doing. I don't think of having 900,000 followers as a big deal. And I say that very humbly. My goal is to transform everyone into a lead where I've actually captured them, where we have access to be able to contact them outside of the app. Because 900,000 people, those are TikTok's customers. They're not mine. Right. They're not my leads, right? They just happen to follow me. And so the goal is to convert them into, you know, I have a community forum where I have, you know, several thousand people where I can text them. You know, if I have an offer right now, I can text everyone all at once. I send different email offers pretty much weekly, different offers, whether it be affiliate offer, if I have a new course that's coming out. And the kind of the goal is that, you know, which going back to what, to the beginning, to come kind of come full circle, I'll post between 8 and 10 times a day, because to me, TikTok is all about real estate. You want as many houses, so to speak, as you possibly can have. So I'm constantly popping up on people's For You page, and so then once they start to generate, you kind of allow for them to warm up and get a little bit closer, generate, begin to. To earn their trust, you know, because people purchase things from people from people that they earn, that they know, like, and trust. Then they, at some point in time, they'll check out a live, and at that live, you know, I'll make an offer, you know, hey, don't forget about this free offer, this and that, and initially and essentially, you're just developing a relationship, right? Just slowly over time, starts out with the video. Then it slowly converts to like, okay, you're watching a live, then eventually we're meeting in person.
Yeah. You've mastered digital marketing, my friend. I mean, these platforms are really rented space. Because if anybody's listening, right, you have hundreds of thousands, 900,000 followers on TikTok or on any platform. If that platform goes away and you haven't captured them on, you know, various forms, text message, email, chatbot, whatever other forms that you control,
right?
You're instantly done, right? If that platform goes away, if they change something, if they suspend your account, which happens from time to time for many people, right? You're locked out, whatever, you get hacked, you don't have access to them and it's done. So it's so important to capture them and take them off platform. That's why cross-pollination is so important. And that's why it's so important to get them into an email list or one of these other factors so that you can stay top of mind on your terms. So Matt, I'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions on maybe the business owner that maybe they've been on TikTok a little bit, or maybe they haven't even started yet, what would you recommend for them to get started?
I would say literally just start. Make a video, right? Don't overthink it. I spent a year of overthinking. When I think back about the time lost in that 1 year, all the things all the business I could have generated in that year, and to be okay with failing, right? Fail forward. There's no such thing as failing. All of it is just lessons learned. And I still make videos that flop and things like that. Control the controllables. All you can do is post good, the best videos that you possibly can. But remember that the very first video is always going to be your worst, right? So no matter what you do, your first video is going to be your worst. So just get out of the way, be done with it, and the more, when I look at my videos now compared to when I very first started, they're not even comparable, right? So, but the only way that I got to where I'm at is at some point in time, I literally just had to make a video. When I look back at that one, it's boring, it's bland. The lighting was, there's so many different things. I didn't even know about lighting when I very first started. And so now I feel like I'm an expert, but it took a lot of hard work to get here. And also the other thing I would say is post a lot, post often, but also try to find a consistent pattern. The reason why that consistency is so important is not only are you going to be able to learn from it, but also I don't care if it's just a couple of hundred people. I shouldn't even say just, because a couple hundred people is amazing too. But your audience needs to know what they can expect from you. And then also don't compare yourself to other people. If you have, let's say that you have 1,000 followers, right? A lot of times people get into the numbers and all that kind of stuff. 1,000 people, right? Think about that's 1,000 new people that are invested in you, that follow you, that you didn't know previous, that you didn't know before, right? That now enjoy you, enjoy your company. That's 1,000 people. That's a lot of people, right? And once you get to 1,000, you can start going live and you can start doing presentations, and then that's when it starts to get really fun.
Such good advice and so much wisdom shared during this podcast today. I can't thank you enough for joining me. Matt, if people want to learn more about what you're about, get in touch with you, where would you like to drive everybody?
For this podcast, I would say TikTok or I would say YouTube, but I'm actually going to start going back to the whole streams of income and things like that we talked about. I would follow me on TikTok because a lot of people don't know this, but I'm going to start putting out more content on content creation and being a content creator and entrepreneurship and things of that nature too. So my platform I'm still going to continue to do things that I'm doing, but I'm also going to talk about things related to being a content creator and entrepreneur as well, especially for those who are just starting out. People who are new and who are in the beginning stages, who are kind of in that growth state, who may not have a lot of money and things like that, and are trying to grow from the beginning. So I would say the best place is TikTok.
You bet. And I'll have that link in the show notes and description of this podcast as well. Matt, thank you so much again for joining me. It was a pleasure, brother.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Business Talk. If you feel like you're ready to get started on TikTok, I have a completely free TikTok checklist that you can find in the show notes and description of this episode. If you found this episode inspiring, consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes or your favorite podcast listening platform. I know that's a lot to ask of you, but it really does help the podcast reach more people. Do you have any feedback about the show or a guest you'd like to recommend? Email me at podcast@socialtypro.com. Until next time.